This is Friday, April 26th, and this week we've been learning about God's vision for a renewed and restored world, how the nations become glad because of the just rule of God, as is seen in the lives of God's people. Now, what exactly does this look like, and how can we live this today? In his book entitled Destroyer of Gods, Larry Hurtado explains why an increasing number of people came to faith in Jesus in the Roman world, even though the first Christians were heavily persecuted. He says that it was because the gospel changed the social life of the people. He said there were five dominant elements. First, the new churches were diverse, multi-ethnic, and multiracial. The gospel tore down barriers that had long separated people. You see, in those days, you stayed with the race and religion you were born into, and the lines separating people were clearly defined and well kept. But not so with those following Jesus. The first Christians believed there is one true and living God, and that everyone should come to Him. Second, they were committing to caring for the poor. In the Roman world, people did a pretty good job of caring for their family, but not anyone else. And Christians opened their arms to everyone. They knew what Jesus had taught about treating one's neighbors as those that were deserving of care. Jesus gave the parable of the Good Samaritan about this. Now, third, they were committed to forgiveness, and they refused to retaliate when they were wronged. Loving one's enemies became the hallmark of Christian living. And again, this was radically different than anyone had ever seen. They also protected life, keeping children that others would discard through exposure. Infanticide and abortion were common then, but Christians began to take in and care for unwanted children. They encouraged people to keep their children. And finally, they revolutionized the sexual ethic of the day. In the Roman world, sex was driven by appetite, and men were expected to have sexual relationships with any women or men they wanted. But Christians discovered the love of God and the purpose of marriage to reflect our covenant-making and covenant-keeping God. We rest in God's faithfulness, and this faithfulness is meant to show up in marriage. Now, these were the major ways that the distinctiveness of the gospel could be seen in the Roman world. And again, it was revolutionary. What this created, again, was a social revolution. Now, I want to go to our text for today. This is Psalm chapter 67, verse 4 to 7. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest, and God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. Now here's that ancient vision of people coming to worship the Lord from all the nations of the world. This is what began to happen in the Roman Empire. That small movement that started out in Galilee spread across the empire, bringing light and life to everyone. How can this happen today? Let's think about the practical ways we can implement this vision. Pastor Tim Keller says that we're in a unique place to practice civility in the politically charged environment that we're living in right now. What would that look like? First, it looks like humility. Realizing that we do not have all the answers and being willing to listen to others around us. It means treating people with respect. Second, civility requires patience, giving sustained time to understanding and empathizing. It means living on the hope we have in Jesus. And it also means a lack of self-righteousness. The gospel opens the way for this life because we know we need Jesus' death to bring us out of darkness into God's light. You see, it is these attitudes that open the way for us to show people Jesus and to nudge them toward God. We can see that in Jesus there comes to be a new ecosystem of grace, a new moral and social ecology, you might call it. Yet it is here in relationships lived out that people will see Jesus and be drawn to him. It is attractional for sure, but it is more than that. It is us going out to serve, finding ways to come alongside the poor, including people who have been excluded from community. This is a high calling, and one that can only be lived out in community with other people in the context of the church, the people of God. It has sometimes been called being a faithful presence in the world, being a people that do not seek to dominate, but also who are not willing to compromise. We simply live as salt and light wherever God has placed us, serving and being true to our faith in Jesus. We are faithful because we remain true to Scripture, but also present, not withdrawing from the city where we live. We're not assimilated into the culture around us, but instead live distinctively as belonging to Christ. Let's pray together. Father God, there are days when we wonder if we can make a difference in the world. Help us not to forget the power of your grace at work in us. Relieve us of the burden of thinking the future depends on us. Remind us that you are God. Thank you for all you have provided for us in Christ. We pray in his name.